Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back into Game Time Decisions. I am your host, Kevin Walsh. It's a Monday night, and the countdown to kickoff remains as we are pushing to another doubleheader in the National Football League. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a 5.5-point home underdog to the defending NFC champion Philadelphia Eagles. Total for that game largely sitting down at 44. And then the second game is the runner-up in the AFC last year, the Cincinnati Bengals playing host to the Los Angeles Rams. The Bengals, a field goal favorite with Joe Burrow officially active and almost assuredly then starting this game tonight for Cincinnati. There are some Joe Burrow props, by the way, that have been appearing in the market. To give you just a quick idea on some of the numbers that we are seeing, 256.5 for a passing yards prop, over 1.5 passing touchdowns sitting at around minus 130, minus 140 range there. So Joe Burrow will be in as the Bengals look to avoid falling to 0-3. Since 2002, 99 teams, 0-3. Only once did a team bounce back to go on and make the playoffs. Before we hit on this baseball board, let's stick Bengals-Rams and have Davis Maddock jump in here and give the people a same-game parlay.
All right, guys, we are back with a same-game parlay over on the FanDuel Sportsbook. We're going to skip Friday night Major League Baseball, Saturday college football. We're going to go right to the good stuff on Sunday. I've got a three-leg NFL same-game parlay with the Houston Texans traveling to play against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Going to begin this same-game parlay by taking the Jags on the spread, -8.5 points as of right now. I think I could take this up to 9.5 and feel pretty good. The Texans already have a bunch of injuries. Their top cornerback is not going to be playing. Feel pretty good about the Jags in this spot, improving their offensive efficiency. Just a weird...
Now, you might be asking yourself, why would we post that? Well, maybe it hit. Honestly, I don't know. It's a mistake. It happens. But our radio audience is here on Game Time Decisions across the Sports Grid Network, SiriusXM, Channel 159. I'm Kevin Walsh. Maybe we'll get the Davis Maddock juice. If not, I'll let you know what he's on tonight, a parlay that is better than 7-1. In the meantime, we will talk a little Major League Baseball here because tonight is a big night for the American League West. So let me just quickly, outside of that, because it's only a three-game board for Major League Baseball tonight, you've got Blake Snell against Logan Webb. One of the lowest totals you'll see all season. There are some 6.5s out there. If you can find the 7, it's hard not to go under. Blake Snell's basically been unhittable. He's going for his third month with an ERA under a 1. Stop. What? My goodness. Logan Webb has also been brilliant at home this season for San Francisco. As you would anticipate, the hitter-pitcher history here is in favor of both pitchers, so a total of 7 is going to be hard to get over. But the two games that feature the American League West all going head-to-head, that would be the LA Angels and the Texas Rangers, and then the Mariners and the Astros. Look, let's start Seattle with Houston here. It's by far the most important game on the board. Truly, when you look at the situation for the Texas Rangers, don't do what the Astros did. You're playing the LA Angels. I mean, you have a 3-game lead in the loss column over both of these teams, and every night one of them is supposed to lose. You're in heaven. The game total is a 9, and Texas is a solid favorite. If I am betting this game, I would bet it under. I'm not on the baseball board, to be honest with you, tonight. I don't love it, but I'll let you know what jumped out to me going through it here. Rangers are rightful favorites. John Gray's got the ball. This is a spot where he's been better on the road this season. Sandoval's actually been worse at home, so that's the edge for the Angels. But the hitter-pitcher history here is not good enough to play any type of overs or any type of team total, so I would lean under on that 9 tonight. Hope the Texas lineup doesn't pop. Gray should be in a good spot. Maybe isolate an LA team total under there, but I think this is going to be a good spot for the Rangers. I do expect them to get that win. And then Mariners-Astros, what a fantastic game. And I mean, both teams are probably sending out the guy they want to have out there. Justin Verlander goes for Houston. Luis Castillo gets the ball here for the Mariners. This is the closest I came to betting on the baseball board. It's one of those things. Now, I'll see how this plays out, but you guys, you know, when we break down baseball, I'm looking for team total overs, maybe some RBI shots. The process that I've kind of been putting forward this year, it's worked out well enough. We've won certainly more than we've lost this season in terms of Major League Baseball. It's a shame that K-props went away, just lost access to some of the stuff that I needed to get those, nevertheless. But if I kind of go through the stuff that I've applied for the team totals and the RBIs, if I were to apply that to Mariners Astros, Mariners are the play on the money line. At home is great. They've won 11 of, I believe, 16 starts that we've had Luis Castillo on the mound for in Seattle. Castillo's been unbelievable at home. The home ERA is 2.52, and Verlander's been much worse on the road. And what jumped out here tonight, now this is the issue, and I'll see if they've popped since, but earlier I was looking at this, and predictably, these games aren't for another 2.5 hours. We didn't have some lineups. Okay, but we did now start to get them perfect. So here's what does stand out tonight, is you have some key guys. You don't have enough, but you do have some key guys for Seattle tonight that work out. J.P. Crawford, Julio Rodriguez, Teoscar Hernandez, lower sample size, but still 3-for-4. And then Ty France, where between Crawford, Rodriguez, and France, you are dealing with over 60 at-bats and a batting average that's above 350 between them. All of them have homered against Rodriguez and Ty France combined for 8 RBIs, another for J.P. Crawford on that solo shot. So the closest I could get would be a Mariners team total, but at that point, Castillo, it's Mariners money line for me if I am betting that game. And you know what? Maybe as we talk it through, maybe I will, because I'm seeing the Mariners money line drop a little bit here. Let's take a full look across the board, in fact. Let's see the cheapest number you could get on the Seattle money line here. Minus 125 is the best you could do. It's as high as minus 130. So, look, and Seattle has come down at a couple of shops. It's up, though, from the initial open. The Mariners jump off to me as the appropriate side in that game tonight. Let's do one quick roundup, though. Because coming up here, I do want to go through the weekend and everything that's kind of played out. We have a new co-Heisman favorite. Every awards leader looks like, you know, award favorite in the National Football League looks like a Miami Dolphin. I want to just talk about some of the stuff that's moving. And one really odd spot where there's like no movement with the New Orleans Saints. We'll get into that, but let's just fly through then. Eagles Bucks one final time. Jalen Hurts over 235.5 passing yards. He will throw the football tonight against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because you have to throw against Tampa Bay. Both quarterbacks that have gone against this Bucks defense so far went over their passing yards prop. Rashad White over 16.5 receiving yards. He received all running back targets last week, 5 of them good enough for 30 yards against the Chicago Bears. And so far the Eagles have allowed opposing running backs to get over this number when you combine the backfield. Stevenson and Zeke blew through it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Chandler and Madison narrowly got over that number, but Rashad White has been efficient. His receiving prop tonight, receptions, is 3.5. When he's been, when he's caught 3 or more passes, 8 out of the 10 times last year, he went over 16.5. Anytime he caught more than 3.5, he's gone over for 17+. Chris Godwin, anytime touchdown score, +235. And then finally, your last quick pick, A.J. Brown, quick as can be, +140. Anytime touchdown score. Jalen Hurts is going to have to air it out tonight. And if he will, he will find A.J. Brown. Go Birds. We break down the weekend's movement next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back with you right here on Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh. Monday Night Football is about to begin in Tampa Bay. Bucks, Eagles. Make sure you are locked in for that game, people. We've gone through the card a couple of times. If you need, we will do it once more for you. Why not there? Let's make sure you get the over 235.5 passing. Jalen Hurts, anytime touchdown scores are A.J. Brown and Chris Godwin. And then we've got ourselves Rashad White over 16.5 receiving yards. Market movement. The Miami Dolphins are right now ruling the world. But it's really fascinating. So the market movement for me on Miami that is the most stark, it's all of the awards. And of course, it's Tua and the MVP market. He currently sits right now at one spot at +380. That number initially sitting at 16-1. We're keeping this uniform using kind of one book's opening odds, right, for you. But that could have opened a little bit different in some other spots. Here's the thing with Tua and the MVP number. If the season ended today, he would probably win it, right? They're 3-0. He has the second most passing yards. He has the second most passing touchdowns. Incredibly, it's Cousins in front of him for both of those. They just happen to be 0-3. QBR, Tua, passer rating, Tua, yards per attempt, Tua. So you can tell that right now, if, again, this season ended today, it would go to Tua. But I'm also curious, when we talk about who deserves what credit, right? Well, look at Mike McDaniel and his Coach of the Year number. Way on the move, 20-1 down to under 5-1. If the season ended today, Mike McDaniel might win Coach of the Year unanimously, quite honestly. Okay, so is it Tua or is it Mike McDaniel? What about Offensive Player of the Year? Essentially the MVP who doesn't play quarterback. Well, Tyreek Hill down from 20-1 to +500. Only Christian McCaffrey with shorter odds. Heck, Devon Achane is now in the mix for Offensive Rookie of the Year. Any award that's out there, there's a Dolphin in the mix, it seems like. That's just how things are working. My point is, even if the Miami success holds, I'm not talking, you know, we're not talking unbeaten seasons. They win 13 games, win the AFC East. Is Tua going to win MVP, Tyreek going to win Offensive Player of the Year, and Mike McDaniel win Coach of the Year? I can't see that. I can't see that. You ever notice Andy Reid's Coach of the Year odds? Way at the bottom. That the expectations are that the Chiefs are going to always be amazing. Coach of the Year, right? A lot of wins matters. It's, of course, also about improving the team, but we know the credit is going to, at this point, get pushed towards Mahomes, right? Like, Travis Kelce's not in the mix for Offensive Player of the Year. He's going to score every week, it looks like, this season. Honestly, he might. He might score every week. Then he probably would win Offensive Player of the Year. But still, the point stands. Is Tua going to be able to handle his own guys around him that are going to compete with him? I'm not sure. But here's the other reason why Tua's number is now officially out of control. I will bet with you. Now, if you like Miami next week, then you should bet the Tua number. But the Bills are a favorite in the football game because they are at home. That's one of the biggest pieces of movement. Buffalo in their own building, under a field goal. Did anybody watch the Bills game? They start 37-0. I mean, again, like, I know 70-20, but I'm just like, Buffalo went out there and punched Washington in the mouth. A Washington team that beat Denver. That's better than Denver. A team that was 2-0. Let's be honest here. What's my point? My point is, I expect Buffalo to win the game. Tua will not be the MVP favorite if the Bills win the game. Odds are the Bills are going to win the game. And when the Bills win that game, they also won't have Miami as the favorite in the AFC East. The market's abysmal right now. It's on just minus 135 on Miami. Where? What? What are you watching? It's not even what are you watching. It's what's happening. I mean, again, yet Miami cannot jump Buffalo in conference market or Super Bowl market. A couple of spots. There's foresight here. But the awards market is treating it like the Dolphins are Super Bowl favorites, but the books aren't. And that is the deficiency there for MVP. The other thing I want to mention in the National Football League, because I do want to get to the college thing quickly, the lack of movement on the New Orleans Saints with Derek Carr, I genuinely don't know what's going on. So, I don't know if everybody knows. I bet the Packers to win the NFC. One of two bets. Also bet the Atlanta Falcons, right? So, as somebody that bet Green Bay, obviously, I was invested in them against the New Orleans Saints. Green Bay came back and won that football game. Every single time I pulled up the NFC market, I'm like, is my memory going? Do I not have this right? Green Bay cannot jump the Saints in the market to win the NFC. But they beat them head-to-head. They're both 2-1. You could maybe argue, oh, that's because the Lions are the favorites in their division and the Saints are the favorite in their division. Why are the Saints favorites still in their division? They have the same record as Atlanta. Did Derek Carr not get injured? They were winning 17-0. Derek Carr gets injured. They lost the game, 18-17. I like Jameis Winston. I've been saying that the Jets should have been calling on Jameis. The Saints are probably lucky the Jets didn't make that phone call and are insanely going to continue to start Zach Wilson. Jets fans should riot. I shouldn't say riot, but stop watching that team. Turn on Monday Night Football, put a Birds jersey on, and cut it out. With Zach Wilson stuff here, Robert Saleh, Joe Douglas, what's going on? Why are the Saints numbers not moving? Dennis Allen today saying maybe Derek Carr plays next week. No, that's not going to happen. It's a very odd thing going on with these New Orleans numbers. If New Orleans loses to, you guessed it, the Bucs next week, the Saints numbers might tank. Because that then would be enough of a sample size, basically a game and a half, to say, oh, they desperately, desperately miss Derek Carr. Heisman Trophy. First of all, don't care. I need a victory lap. I deserve it. Bo Nix was 20-1. Bet him the morning before the game against Colorado. I said they would cut the number in half. What do you think happened? They cut it in half. Exactly. 20-1 became 10-1. Here's the most fascinating thing, though, about that market. If you look right there, those are your top five prices. Michael Penix Jr., Caleb Williams, Quinn Ewers, Bo Nix, George Travis. Gosh, that graphic looks beautiful. Here's the thing with that, okay? And by the way, Caleb has since caught some money, and Penix is a co-favorite now with Caleb in the market. Three out of those four quarterbacks come from the Pac-12. The idea is not, only one Pac-12 quarterback is going to be standing. The Pac-12 does not make the college football playoff. I know Caleb last year didn't even win the Pac-12 championship, didn't make the college football playoff, and won the Heisman Trophy. Ben Stevens tells people this all the time and does a great job about it, okay? Historically, you are not winning the Heisman Trophy without making it to the college football playoff since the CFP has come around. Are we buying in on a Pac-12 team to get into the college football playoff yet? As somebody that bet Bo Nix, they have UW coming up in 2 weeks on the road. Now, a win for Oregon, and this is why I was talking to Joe Lisi, who's going to be here in 5 minutes, about betting some Oregon title. Because to be honest with you, I've come to the realization that if Bo Nix is going to get there, it's going to have as much to do with that team's success. And Lisi's been laying that out for everybody in terms of Caleb Williams. Caleb is not repeating without team success. But Penix isn't going to win this without team success either. I know I've been hyping up Florida State all year long. And Jordan Travis does not have the numbers of those guys. But you know whose numbers are way better than? Carson Beck. Those numbers are way better right now than even J.J. McCarthy, I would say. Right? And certainly at least he's got marquee victories. He's got two marquee victories. I mean, J.J. McCarthy, I'm pretty sure, is playing my local high school this weekend. Michigan team should be banned.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
...to the sun. Quinn Ewers and Texas, is the Big 12 good enough? We'll see. Travis jumps out as some potential value here, unless you're a believer in the Pac-12. But if you are, bet your quarterback's title futures, Penix, Caleb, or Bo. Next, Joe Lisi's back in just 5 minutes. Less than that, 2 minutes, what am I saying? We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions live right here on a Monday night. I'm Kevin Walsh. Joe Lisi jumps back in here. We've got one game already live right now. Jalen Hurts is finding A.J. Brown.
Whoa.
Lisi, you got eyes on this? You're probably way ahead of me, though, right?
No, I to be honest, I lost track of time. I know the game kicked off. I don't put it on when I'm doing a one-on-one with you. Only when I start the show at 8 o'clock. How about that? What do you think? I'm dialed in.
Nice
I'm dialed in here.
Here in the studio, we got big monitors, so I keep my eyes on the games at all time there. But A.J. Brown's getting cooking early here, which we like to see. Good for the yardage total that I know you're on. Look, let's talk game number two. Joe Burrow's going to play. We've got, of course, the Cincinnati Bengals as the favorite. I was wondering how much this line would move off of the Burrow news. Basically, all the 3.5s went away. It's a flat 3. I'm on the over this football game. 45, 45.5, though, pretty much anywhere you look now, Joe. What do you like here in terms of side or total?
Well, I lean to Cincinnati, but I don't love it. A couple of reasons why. I'm not so sure they're going to open up the playbook with Burrow. Is he 100%? I don't want to take that risk with the over. I don't want to take the risk with any of the primary targets for Cincinnati. I took secondary receivers Tyler Boyd over the 33.5. Tyler Boyd to potentially hit pay dirt at plus 320. And I think the rushing attack, Kev, is going to be very run-heavy for the Rams. On the road, Kyren Williams, 59.5. I altered him at plus 182 at 70-plus because I don't think it's Stafford. I think it is the rushing attack. I think they played this game very close. Being that it's on the road, they don't want to get into a potential shootout. So that's why I lean to the under and lean to the rushing attack at Kyren Williams.
So we're going head-to-head on that. That's fine. Yep. Certainly not the first time. Here's how I see it, Joe. I've got two high-ceiling quarterbacks in Stafford and Burrow, and I have what so far, small sample size, two bad run defenses. Only six defenses in this league are allowing opponents to have over 5 yards per carry. These are two of them here. So I like the Kyren Williams prop. I think that makes sense. I don't trust either of these defenses enough here in this football game. You're someone who said this to me when we were talking about Ravens and Bengals a week ago. The Ravens-Bengals game a week ago, where you're like, the game could blow. And it didn't blow through the number, but it got over, certainly, right, with 51 total points in the game. Look, you've got Lamar, you've got Burrow, you can touch high ceilings. I think that same methodology plays here tonight with Cincinnati and L.A.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, if how healthy is Joe Burrow? I don't want to take that risk because what if he goes out there? What if he scrambles and he injures his calf, and then all of a sudden there goes the over. There goes everything in terms of the passing prop. So, again, I want to see it. I'd rather, take this game off from the Cincinnati perspective, see Burrow play the game, see them break out from an offensive perspective and go, okay, you know what? The first two games were an aberration. He's back to 90%. The calf isn't a concern. I don't want to roll the dice right here, right now. If anything, if I would take a player outside of Tyler Boyd, it would be Mixon. It would be the rushing attack. Again, because when Joe Burrow is not 100%, how do you alleviate that? It is the rushing attack. It's to stay in manageable short yardage situations, and that's where Mixon could be effective. So, again, you might even want to play this from an in-game perspective. Again, see how Burrow is, and then you can monitor throughout the game. But I'm not willing to step up pre-game because one bad hit or one bad run, he's done.
Fair enough. Look, I want to give you guys an update here because then I want to talk to Joe about some of the Sunday stuff. The Eagles stay a 5.5-point favorite. They drove right down the field. They 3rd-and-2 threw it into the end zone. No good. 4th-and-2, they ran the ball with Kenneth Gainwell. I don't understand. I mean, come on. Dude, you can't run on the defense. You run the ball 4th-and-2 with Kenneth Gainwell. It's craziness. It's trying to get too cute. Total's down to 40.5. But Jalen Hurts starts this game 4-for-5. A.J. Brown's already with 44 receiving yards in this game. So things in that way are off to a good start. So I want to ask you something about Sunday. Your best bet came in again. And let me say this because Joe is too humble to say this. We do college football today and pro football today together. 8 weeks of shows, eight total shows combined so far. 7-1 on Best Bets Joe Lisi. He's been absolutely on fire, and you need to be tuned into them. Did it again yesterday in the National Football League with an over in the game between the Texans and the Jaguars. Here's my question to you, though, Joe. 37-17 final for Houston. I'd bet the Texans before the year to win the AFC South. Now, they're 1-2. They're nobody's going to hand them a crown. But as a whole, we have three teams that are 1-2, and the Colts are sat there 2-1 off the upset of the Baltimore Ravens. What do you make of the entirety of this AFC South through 3 weeks of football?
It's up in the air. And I thought head and shoulders the Jacksonville Jaguars with Trevor Lawrence and that wide receiver staff were gonna just dominate the division. It hasn't been. He's been inconsistent. I don't like the play calling out of Doug Peterson. Very conservative. Went to the run mostly for all of the first half with Travis Etienne. And the secondary was banged up for Houston. Why not attack them vertically with Christian Kirk and Ridley, and it's just amazing how we attacked that game plan. But that being said, the fact that D'Amico Ryans and that offensive staff had given C.J. Stroud the ability and the keys to that offense with those playmakers around them, That's a huge benefit to that team, big picture. I said it in the offseason. I'm sticking to it. This young wide receiver core for Houston has the potential with C.J. Stroud to be one of the most dynamic, explosive offenses in all the AFC. I'm talking about Kansas City. I'm talking about Buffalo. I'm talking about Miami. Tank Dell, Nico Collins. I mean, Xavier Hutchinson, Dalton Schultz. That is a legitimate wide receiver core. I mean, one of the best potentially in the division. So keep an eye out. He's lighting up defenses right now, and he's only going to get better, C.J. Stroud.
And the only reason that C.J. Stroud isn't the favorite to win Rookie of the Year is nobody believes in the Texans. I do. So maybe I should be betting C.J. to win. Here's the one thing I didn't want to do to myself. I didn't want to have six Texans futures. Right. You know what I mean? I didn't need it. D'Amico Ryans, Coach of the Year, and all. So I left it kind of where I left it. And the thing with Tank Dell, by the way, I don't want to try and, like, I know the people who work in the draft rooms, they spend a lot of time. Tank Dell was a catch away from winning the receiving triple crown in college football last year. Like, of course he's amazing, Joe. Of course Tank Dell is fantastic. I'm not trying to say that everything is that easy, but a couple of things can be that easy, and that one is. The Miami Dolphins. You let people, yeah. You're a Dolphin fan. It doesn't impact your breakdowns on the team in the slightest. And in fact, you were dead right about the football game. Well, look, I mean, 70-20. But you didn't say it was going to get 90 points. But you said if it was going to be over, it was going to be Miami. Forget Denver. They're a dead door. All of that correct. And as much as I'd love to to talk about how dead Denver is in the water, are you starting to buy into Miami? Because next week they go to Buffalo as just a 2.5-point dog.
Yeah, I am buying into Miami, and we talked about it yesterday in terms of Pro Football Today. I'm not willing as a Dolphin fan and looking at it objectively to bet this team large in terms of Super Bowl or big picture because of the risk. The risk in terms of the downside is a huge one if Tua can't make it through the season. I told you if you want to take an honest assessment about Miami, it's on a week-to-week basis. How do they match up against the teams that they're going to face on a week-to-week basis as long as I know Tua's in that lineup? And the biggest thing that they have done is they have speed at every level. You talk about Jalen Waddle being out, right? Well, Mostert and Devon Achane stepped up. People don't realize Tyreek Hill, 4.240. Jalen Waddle, 4.340. Raheem Mostert, 4.340. Devon Achane, a former sprinter at Texas A&M. They are as speed at every single level of the Miami Dolphins offense, and that is why they create mismatches every single week. Yeah. As long as Tua is the trigger man for that offense, they can outscore anybody. So it's almost like a Pac-12, Big 12 type of game. They're going to be in each and every matchup, and they have shown the ability now, Kevin, 3 weeks, to be that chameleon. When the passing attack isn't there like it was against Denver yesterday in terms of on the road in New England, they pounded it for a 141 on the ground and over 4 yards per carry on Bill Belichick. So they have the ability to play a lower scoring game as long as the offensive line is healthy. So I am buying it.
I think it's weird though for me because I respect everything that Miami's done so far, but as somebody who's got the Bills winning the Super Bowl, I, of course, think Buffalo's going to win that game. Like, the Bills ended up having the most underrated performance yesterday. They were winning 37-0, but nobody cared. The 1 o'clock slate had a lot going on. Nobody had time to worry about Sam Howell looking as bad as he did. And, you know, even the Chiefs' performance, right, kind of gets in the sauce a little bit because it's a 4 o'clock. It's a little more prime time. The Bears... Can you fire Eberflus 3 games in, Joe?
Yeah, why? Yes, chop him now. He's the human anchor. And I agree with you again. Big picture, if you're asking me, are the Bills legit? Yeah, the Bills are the best team in the division right now. They just have to find a little consistency. They did that after their week one loss. And again, they have playmakers as well. I mean, physical in terms of the offensive and defensive lines. But if we're looking now at Chicago, absolutely they could fire Eberflus. Let me ask you this. What is the offensive identity? They don't have one. Where is he headed? He took all defensive players in terms of the draft this year. And guess what? The defense sucks. So you tell me, they have no defensive coordinator. You would hope that he would step up and at least find the deficiencies on that side of the ball. They get abused from 41 points. Chop him now. Get rid of it.
At the end of the day, we can talk about Fields, and it's bad. 99 yards in a – it doesn't make sense.
No.
But Eberflus is there to coach defense, and they're the worst defense in football.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect for breakfast. Like buy a sausage burrito and add a sausage McMuffin for a dollar. Get more than you expect with new McValue at McDonald's.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop. Because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more. Your favorite stores like Lenovo and Wine.com pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers. And Rakuten shares the commission with its members. And that could be you. Cashback is deposited directly into your PayPal account. Or, if you prefer, Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cashback on top of other deals, like store sales and coupons. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
They are the worst defense in football. Lisi, you are the best. We will do it throughout the week here on Game Time Decisions. We're back after this quick break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions right here on Sports Grid. I'm Kevin Walsh. It's a Monday night. We have Monday Night Football on. And coming up, it's doubleheader. So we've got the in-game live crew checking in. Both Dave Sharapan and Joe Ranieri are here with us on a Monday night. I know the Eagles are in striking distance. I ask you both, please, don't tell me what happens because I know I'm on a delay compared to the both of you. So just let it play out as it plays out. I'll start, though, Joe, pregame. What were you thinking here with Tampa Bay catching 5.5 at home? Total probably 44.
Delay? You don't even have internet, so it's already 14-0. What's wrong with you, man? Like, you got to be kidding. That's a hell of a delay if that's what we're calling the lack of any sort of internet service. But hey, who am I to say anything? Yeah. I will listen. In this game here tonight, I took the first half under at 22. And I did like the full game under as well. I do think running will be available for Philadelphia. They're not exactly the best passing team in the world. And I think that's coming to fruition here with about 3 minutes left here in the first. Don't expect a whole lot of points in this game. I do expect the points in the game coming up, though, with the Rams and Cincinnati for an over.
I agree with that. And I'm glad you do as well, because I don't know if I've heard Ranieri say he likes an over yet. And we've been doing this. Is, I think, now the fourth week we've been doing this. Dave, going into Eagles Bucs, what were you thinking?
Under in the game. I like the Eagles. There's a lot of people that like the Bucs. I understand it. But just like Jalen said this week, when did winning not become the thing, the most important thing? They're going to win. They're going to find a way to win. It may not be pretty. It may be boring. It may be on the ground. They don't care who gets the touchdowns, although it would be nice if Jalen gets an anytime touchdown. I'm sure you have it. A lot of people have it. For the people, no, that's the play. It. No, you don't have Jalen anytime touchdown tonight?
So ready for this, Dave, last year. This is like I do my research. Last year he had three multi-touchdown rushing games. He didn't score the following week in any of them. I think it's partly because he feels bad. Because every time he's vulturing touchdowns from the running backs, and he's like, all right, next week you guys can all have some fun. So I'm not going to bet Jalen Hurts off the multi-rushing touchdown performance.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, they're going to win the game.
Don't hate that.
I can't believe you thought I would come on here with a creamsicle hat. I'm
surprised you're not wearing a Bucks helmet, quite frankly. Here's my only thing that I'll say in terms of the idea is the Eagles. I don't know. Like power rated as what? Like the 18th best team in football, the way people talk about them. They've had a double digit lead with less than 4 minutes left in both of the games they've played so far. Like I get it. Like, people felt screwed by the number that they, you know, New England not covering and not getting the two-point conversion. And maybe you were. And I get it. Minnesota fumbled 100 times. And they backdoored the number mostly for people. Get over it. Eagles are going to settle for 3. You can tell me if they made that or not. If that, assuming that's already happened. Did they make the field goal?
Do you want to know?
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to know that. You're on it. Yeah.
No, but, all right. No, that's good. All right, that's good. It's going to be a long
for at least Thursday. I will let you know it is 3-0. Yes, that's what they've got.
Thank you.
Yeah, so
thank
you're covered.
Thank you.
Yes.
See, Donnie would be so happy that you told me they didn't make it at first. You're keeping the bits alive. Let me ask you about this second game here. Look, this is obviously – there's a slight chance that tonight you guys are going to go, oh, what do we do now? Because Burrow leaves the game. But he is going to play, Ranieri. How are you handling the Joe Burrow playing, but basically, like, everyone admitting not 100% entering tonight?
I don't think it matters whether he plays or he doesn't play. Here's how you need to look at this one. The total when these two teams met in the Super Bowl, what, a year and a half ago now, was 48.5, and yet the Rams lost every player on that defense worth of anything except for good old Aaron Donald. So if somebody please explain to me how even a limited Joe Burrow, they are not going to move the ball and score some points on this Rams defense here. I don't think it matters whether he's 100% or not. They're 0-2. I fully anticipate them at home. Coming out, and quite honestly, I fully anticipate Stafford and the Rams getting theirs here tonight as well. That defense is not the same for Cincinnati either, with that secondary still trying to figure some things out. So I think we're going to be in for a shootout here tonight because the Rams can't cover Higgins or Chase. They have nobody now on that team that is going to be able to cover them.
So I don't mind a spoiler like that. We're going to do the best bet after this. My best bet's the over. I'd love to get home and just get the Eagle game. Let's just clip that, play that in 10 minutes, and I can get out of here because I agree with every single thing you just said, Joe. Consig, what do you think about Bengals-Rams?
If Burrow plays, I agree 100%. If he don't play or he comes out of the game, he's playing, but we got to see if he's effective. This is the perfect in-game play. You take a position over and he gets hurt, it's under. They're going to change everything and try to run. Now, will they be able to run? Yeah. San Francisco took them a half, but they ran all over them. I'm not saying the Bengals are the same or even close to running game-wise San Francisco, but Joe's right. They're missing a lot of guys on defense, too. The game favors the over, at least before. I like Cincinnati whether Burrow plays or not. I think that's the side. Not that the Rams can't go there and win, but I figure to get a couple turnovers, Stafford to throw a pick, yes, and Cincinnati to find a way to prevent from going 0-3. This feels like we're getting a bargain, and if Burrow's capable of playing, the initial number on this was 6.5 with him playing fully healthy. Okay, so he's maybe going to play, but we're going to know in about 15 minutes. He's definitely going to try. Over.
I want to ask you, Dave, about a player prop, and I don't usually do this, but there's a reason. Because Jamar Chase checks into this game, 6.5 receptions, 73.5 yards, and is narrowly the receiver projected to have the best game, and it's not T. Higgins either. Puka Nacua is basically evidence that Cooper Kupp would have top five MVP odds if he was healthy. Puka Nacua has 35 targets in 2 games. Maybe people disagree. I think all 35 of those and an additional 5 would have been Cooper Kupp's had he been playing football, quite frankly, but he's not. So now the books have to price Putin. Is he Cooper Kupp? Is he some rookie out of BYU? He's all of a sudden in the mix for the Offensive Rookie of the Year award. So what are the books trying to do with a guy who, I imagine, week number one, there was hardly any bets really on this guy. Week two, he slaughtered every number that they hung. They're lucky he can't find the end zone yet, maybe tonight. What are they doing in the room with Puka Nacua?
You're trying to get to a number that at least maybe someone will bet the other side. Because you're only taking one-way bets on this, and it's over. Probably touchdown yes tonight. No one knew who he was, or at least betting-wise, a couple weeks ago. And you try to put in the Cooper Kupp numbers and kind of do what you said, you know, lean over to you in the room and say, "Hey, Dub, is he going to do this again?" And we might have to go to Donnie because he's a wide receiver, former wide receiver. Ask him in the room and say, "Donnie, are they going to throw him the ball all the time? Is he in a game plan all the time?" Yes. It would be, you know, he might as well be named Donnie Picuccio, whatever his name is. This is one of those ones. He's going to get all the targets. So, yes, K-Dub, I think the play is right. You're thinking right with the over number of receptions. The number of yards, put it close to 70 and see where we go. It's going to if he goes over again, K-Dub, it's going to be drastically adjusted for next week.
Yeah, but again, it's the fascinating thing is going to be what they do when then Kupp comes back. Do they just be like, all right, never mind, and then they hang 34.5 for receiving yards prop, or they slap Kupp back up at the 100 marker there. Eagles force a punt, so we will see what their offense can do. The Tampa Bay offense threw two drives. To put it nicely, Ranieri, they look terrible.
Look like Iowa.
It looks like Iowa.
I wouldn't say they look. No, I mean, they had a couple of drops. I mean, Evans dropped an easy first down pickup there that was thrown to him on the first drive. He probably should have had. He's under pressure a lot, but he's been under pressure the entire season so far, Baker Mayfield, and he's been really good when he has been running for his life here, but we just haven't seen that yet. But this is still trending to exactly where I thought it would be early on. First half under, full game under. I think the in-game number right now is hovering around 37.5. So far, so good on this one.
I want to ask you both about the college football weekend before I let you go. Because obviously you had 6 ranked games and Florida State Clemson. At night you had the 2 Heisman co-favorites playing and Penix and Caleb here. And I'm just curious if anybody's really caught your attention. Joe, I don't know if you were invested in anybody preseason to win a national championship, but is there anybody that you were looking to, you already are, and you're happy with in terms of the national championship race there for college football?
No, I think it's a coin flip more so this year than we've seen in years past. I think it's always been one of those, there's levels to this, right? The Cincinnati's of the world are a nice story, but the reality is Alabama, somebody from the SEC or Michigan, somebody's going to win it. I don't know this year. I mean, you watched Ohio State and Notre Dame, and I love Al Golden's new defense where you only put 10 defenders on the field to try and stop a running play, which it's really great. You ask enough people down here in Miami, they thought Al Golden was dead. They had no idea he was still coaching until this past weekend. Many of them wish he wasn't. I'm just saying, but I do think Notre Dame, Ohio State, Michigan, who really won't play anybody until Ohio State. I think LSU can't be counted out. I don't think Florida State can be counted out. I think there are more teams this year that can win it than we've had in a long, long time here.
Did say Penn State.
Consig?
Did he not have it? Did he not say Penn State? I didn't hear what he said.
Oh, yeah.
Did he not say? Joe, you not say Penn State? They passed the first test.
Well, the problem is you won't be playing Iowa in the national championship game. That's the problem. So, you know, when you beat Iowa and you flex your muscles, that's one thing. That ain't going to happen against Florida State. 26-point
favorites against Northwestern this week. Don't worry about that.
Why are you bringing up Northwestern? Why are we bringing up Northwestern?
Anything that involves
this is what I'm talking about. This is what the Big Ten people do. You know, and I try and sit always. Through it, and then all of a sudden you bring up we're going to have an impressive week against Northwestern, and I want to pass out. Honestly, I mean this. It's not sour grapes. Notre Dame lost. Ohio State is not a national title contender.
That's why
there's no, oh, yeah, Notre Dame, we finally get hung with one of the greats. Nope, not one of the greats.
No.
It might be so. You're right, Ranieri. I agree. I do think it's wide open. Maybe Georgia can have one game where they look like the team the market's pricing them as. One. Mm-hmm. And then I'll believe that they deserve it. But I agree it's wide open. I'm not buying Ohio State or Notre Dame coming off of that game. It was just...
It's
God,
wide open, Walsh, because there are three teams out west that can also win it for the first time in how long? That we have three Pac-12 teams that can actually win it.
And then they'll beat all each other, and then we'll have six SEC teams in. We'll see you on the game live.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips. 24
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In The News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's close it out. It's game time decisions here on a Monday night. I'm Kevin Walsh. Appreciate everybody that stopped by. Dave Sharapan and Joe Ranieri are going to have you covered on In-Game Live starting in just 3 minutes. They'll take you up until 10 p.m. where Sports Rage late at night. Gabriel Morenci and Cam Stewart will take you up and through the doubleheader that is Monday Night Football. Also appreciate Joe Madden, Joe Lisi, and Taylor Mathis who all stopped by. One portion of this doubleheader is already underway. We're into the second quarter between the Eagles and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Philly and early 3-0 lead, a number of pieces of action in that game. But my favorite bet tonight does come from the second game, Bengals-Rams over 45. This number is on the move. I like to see that, and I agree with it. And I think you'd still bet those 45 and a half out there if need be. Two high-ceiling quarterbacks, Joe Burrow, makes the start tonight. And Matthew Stafford, of course, is off to a great start, proving and reminding people that is still one of the 10 best quarterbacks in the National Football League there with Sean McVay calling the plays. So with high ceilings in the passing game, I'm already interested. There are only six defenses that are allowing 5 or more yards per carry to opponents. These are two of them. So we can get it through the air. We can get it through the ground. And Ranieri laid it out. This total last year they play in the Super Bowl, much higher. If Joe Burrow was known to be 100% fully healthy, This total's 48.5. The Rams last week gashed by the Niners. And there might be some, oh, well, come on, the Niners are the best. What? Is Cincinnati not in that tier anymore? I think they are. And in terms of quality of defense, neither one of these defenses stack up to what San Francisco brings each and every week. Total's light at 45. We play the over. We're also on Matthew Stafford, longest completion over 34.5. He's hit this in 68% of his starts as a Los Angeles Ram, 1-1 on the season. But the loss was, again, against the Niners, not the Bengals, who have allowed at least a pass of 33 or more yards in each of their first two games. We got a 35-yarder tonight from Matthew Stafford to get over that number. The baseball board, if you had to bet it, Mariners money line. But again, how are you not locked into a Monday Night Football doubleheader featuring the Philadelphia Eagles? I'm Kevin Walsh. This is Game Time Decisions. We'll do it again tomorrow. Good luck.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.